Hi, my name is Claudia Zbytniewska.
And I'm Java Nondo. Welcome to Coffee Talks Tuesday. So this podcast is mainly about daily encouragement and helping people perceive their daily struggles in a much more positive way. So you know what, guys? We all face challenges, and through our experiences, Claudia and I decided that we would launch this podcast to share how we tackle our day-to-day struggles.
Exactly, and we'll touch upon various topics, to mention a few. How self-love and self-worth influences one's self-confidence, and you're going to see that in a following episode. Also, we're going to talk about how we should never put on dreams on hold. Following your passions sometimes will have to take you being selfish. Moreover, we will talk about building a strong core and how to be true, authentic to yourself, and just having the inner peace.
Mm-hmm. Good. So our first podcast is going to be about how self-love and self-worth influences one's self-confidence. And it's a topic that Claudia and I have been wanting to talk about. We thought about it for weeks and weeks and weeks, and it's not been very easy, but I mean, we've come to the conclusion that this is what we'll talk about. So I wanted to personally ask Claudia for you guys to hear. So Claudia, how do you define self-confidence as an individual?
That's actually a very cool question. Self-love and self-worth. And there's a lot of different factors that depend on self-confidence. For sure, self-confidence is not a one-night process. It's not a thing that's going to happen for you're not going to have one experience and you're going to be very confident, like, just going with the flow, right? Self-confidence, in my opinion, is a series of experiences, like I just said. It's how you love yourself, like what you value, what are your standards, what you stand for. For example, a lot of people don't have their values in their life, and they're so easy manipulated by the society, and whatever the society gives them or it's trendy, they just go with the flow, and that's not cool, right?
Yeah, and so, like, kind of, like, base their image, like, you know, how they want to be portrayed by society, right, based on what... Like, for instance, when you look at social media platforms, a lot of people kind of live in this, like, false narrative, thinking that if they live a certain type of lifestyle based on what they see on social media, you know, through that, that's where their source of confidence comes from. But that's just fake, because, I mean, I'm not calling those people fake, but, like, my point is that, you know, having to place your worth on something rather than your values is just, you know, something fake. At least for
you're
me.
Absolutely right. We talked about it yesterday, that, like, being fake, like, a lot of people are faking self-confidence in social media and in the world of, yeah, like I just said, in social media world, to be accepted. And cocky does not mean being confident. Like, we kind of discussed this topic yesterday, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And also one thing I wanted to, like, you know, touch upon is the self-worth part, because some things that sometimes people forget that, you know, if you don't have worth for yourself, you will not know when to say no. And as a result, you will just be like, every decision that you make will be swayed by what people have to say, you know, because sometimes we want to please people. And when we want to please people, we're not already, we're implying that we're not confident in ourselves as individuals, right? Because every time you want to please someone,
you go
against your morals, so to speak. Like, for instance, if someone asks me something and I constantly side with what they have to say and not really put my foot down and say no to this, it means, like, you know, I'm not confident in who I am. I'm not confident in what I stand for.
Because you put the other person on top of you.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And this has been me in the past, you know? Mm-hmm. And also talking about self-love, like, the same things, because they kind of overlap, you know? Self-confidence and self-love overlap. So if you don't have, like, that self-love, like, for yourself, I mean, of course, self-love implies, you know, loving yourself, right? Mm-hmm. But what does it entail to love yourself? It means, you know, having to set boundaries in your life, right?
Exactly, boundaries.
Mm-hmm. What do you choose? Like, what kind of people do you allow into your life? Because sometimes, I mean, of course, you know, you can love yourself, you can take yourself out for movies, you can buy yourself something nice, but it's also about how you treat yourself. How you treat yourself is reflected in what kind of people you surround yourself with. Because if you love yourself, you're not going to surround yourself with people who constantly put you down. And sometimes people think it's okay. And that's how people's confidence is just like tarnished, because, you know, they think, okay, if I have this many friends, if I hang out with this crowd, then I'm validated, then I'll be confident.
But still, you do it for the public. You exactly. do it for the followers, for yeah. Instagram and stuff like that,
you're
right?
Not, mm-hmm. You're not doing it for yourself. Like, it's not self, right?
Mm-hmm. So it's not conscious. Like,
mm-hmm. So, like, it's for instance, like, for me personally, I think self-love is, like, also having to say no to certain things, even if you have to disappoint people, you know, it's important. Like, you have to understand, because in the past I was the kind of person who just let people just like talk to me anyhow. I never really said anything. I wasn't like expressing myself based on like how I felt. I wasn't loving myself, because when you love yourself as a person, you're gonna say, even if it's your best friend or anyone, just anyone, like, you're gonna tell them no when you feel like they're not treating you the way they should treat you, regardless of who they are. Mm-hmm. You know, if you love yourself, you're gonna put your foot down and say, hey, this is not right. But if you, I'm not saying that people who don't say anything don't love themselves, no, but, you know, to what extent are you willing to protect yourself?
The borders,
you know. Exactly.
The topic we talked about actually yesterday, that mm-hmm. Actually the video we recorded about borders and boundaries and setting like standards for yourself.
Yeah.
So how far the person can push you. Mm-hmm. We kind of compared it to a city and like other countries, that each country has a border.
Mm-hmm.
And I just recorded in Javo because it was, for me, it was like very, very important what she was talking about. And I like the fact that she compared it to the like people having their borders and creating their standards and values, like to the like I just said, to the countries. And what else?
Yeah, like yesterday when I mentioned about creating borders, right? Like, it's important for us as individuals. Like I mentioned, every country has borders, and I think it's also important for us as human beings, like as individuals, to also have borders. Because when you have a border, obviously when a country has a border, it means that not anyone can just go in, right? You have to go through a process, right? So mm-hmm. when you're entering, for instance, when I'm entering Poland, I obviously have to go through like the passport control, because they have to see whether I have the right documents, whether my visa is valid. It's just the same with us as people. We should also learn to have borders. Don't just allow anyone to come into your life without having to evaluate whether they have the right requirements based on what you value and stand for as a person.
Yes, and
that's
once you,
also mm-hmm. that's also what defines your self-worth. Do you see yourself worthy enough to say no to certain things that you do not allow?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, just like I always like make this comparison with countries. If a country says, imagine if there were no borders, right? Of course, there are people who go into other countries illegally, right? Like, mm-hmm. they enter through different channels.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just because they enter through different channels, that doesn't mean that they, I mean, they won't be protected, right? Because if you enter a country legally, you are kind of, you know...
You know what's inside.
I mean, even the people who enter legally know what's inside. See, mm-hmm. both of them know. The illegals and the legals know. Both of them know
but
what's
inside.
But you
just inside. Take care.
But mm-hmm. but you have, you know, that you're assured that nothing is going to happen to you. You're not going to get deported. Nothing bad is going to happen to you. But mm-hmm. if you're illegal, you know for a
totally
fact
right.
that at the back of your head, you have these thoughts going on. Oh, my God, what if they find out, you know? So, see, it's the same thing with us as people. We should be careful of who we let into our lives. But eventually, the people who are not right for us, you know, whether it's friends, whether it's relationship-wise, whether it's anyhow, they will eventually be exposed.
That's why I love the quote that we mentioned yesterday about some people are there for a reason, some people are for a season.
Mm-hmm.
So some people should be there just to teach you something
mm-hmm.
In life. They give you a lesson. They don't have to be there for a long time. And some people are there just for a reason, because they love you, they care about you, and they're really valuable for you. And they're, what they say, their opinion counts. Like we talked yesterday about... a very cool exercise that a lot of people recommend to do, like even doing their personal brand. So to be self-confident, you must like know your strengths and your weaknesses,
yeah.
like to be aware of them. Okay, I'm not perfect. I don't know this and this and this, but I have this and this and this, and I can like develop it. And the very important thing to remember is that you should give this like someone close from your family, friends, that is close to your heart, even like, you know, they should analyze you. What are your, like, what are your strengths? What are your values? What people, how people perceive you? I know it's not very important. Some people say it's not very important, but the close people matter. And then suddenly you're comparing yourself and you're doing the same exercise based on your, like, with yourself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you combine those two circles, those two approaches, you have the overlap of things that you agree.
Yeah.
And this is like the personal brand, and this is the self-confidence, which builds, of course, over time to self-confidence. I mean, the self-worth and the, like, the self-expression development, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what are your strengths, Java?
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Before I talk about my strengths, I would just like to kind of, you know, point something out based on what you said. You mentioned earlier that you said something about self-worth, was it?
Uh-huh, self-worth, yeah.
Yeah, and so I just wanted to point something out that, you know, sometimes people don't also accept criticism, and I think it's wrong,
mm-hmm.
you know, because, like, you're right.
We should attacking also, them, right?
We should also, mm-hmm. you know, consider what other people say about us, because sometimes we want to be just, like, aversive towards what someone else says because we think they're wrong. But, you know, when someone points out a flaw in you, you know, pay attention to it as well. Because mm-hmm. just because you're trying to find yourself doesn't mean you should neglect what other people have to say.
Yes.
Listen to what other people have to say about you when they're criticizing your
pick
character.
Pick wisely who's actually... You also have to, like, have this... like, you have to be aware if this person is close to you and if it really counts. Because some people are just... They tell you, like, they criticize you, but...
Not
in the long run,
right?
Yeah, they don't give you constructive feedback, that's one, but they are not someone you should really talk, like, listen to, because for any reason they're talking about you but they don't know you. They just, like, maybe they're jealous or something, right? You have to know, like, you have to pick and just be aware if this conscious if this person's actually saying something valuable because they have good intentions towards you,
mm.
or they're just saying it just because they're jealous or any.
No, that's true, actually. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also important to examine that's where the borders also comes in, you know, whose intentions are right and whose intentions are not.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, coming back to the question you asked me about my strengths, mm-hmm. I think one of my strengths is I'm a loyal person.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think I deem myself to be a loyal person. I'm pretty much straightforward. I stand my ground when I know that I have done something wrong. I'm it's not easy for me to admit that I've done something wrong, but when someone points it out, yes, I will definitely...
You think it through, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. think it through, exactly. And also reliability. I'm a reliable person, so that's also kind of like...
It's a very important factor. It's a very important thing.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you can tell us, because you, like I said, strengths and weaknesses, maybe like your values, like what, because if you are, for instance, honest, and then you have people that you want to work with and they're like cheat and you hear like you see that they're not very honest towards you, of course you're going to eliminate them from your life just because it's not something that is according to your values, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not aligned with that. So maybe you can talk about your values and how it shaped you as a person.
Yeah, I value honesty. To be honest, I struggled with being honest with people in
just
the
to
past.
Feel them better, make them feel better,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like I mm-hmm. said, sometimes you want to please people. I struggled with being honest. But I think since last year, I kind of changed my approach towards life and how I do things. I always try to be transparent with people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When I talk to people and if something doesn't please me, I always make sure that, you know, I tell the person, you know? I don't want to, like... I don't know. I don't want to, like, destroy any relationship I have with a person, whether it's friendship-wise or relationship-wise, either way. Like, I would just rather be honest with someone and tell them, you know, right off the bat, like, hey, I don't like this or I don't like that. Even with, like, with anyone, with my parents, I do the same. Before, I never used to do that. And what mm-hmm. used to happen most of the time is it would eat me up because I would just be upset. And, you know, sometimes when you're really upset at people, it doesn't help. Instead of just
You focus in the wrong direction, right?
Like, yeah, like, why not just speak the truth? Like, why not just be honest? I truly value honesty. And even from other people, I always tell other people, I'm like, if you find something wrong, if I do something wrong to you, tell me. If someone does something wrong to me, I don't really care. I would just walk up to them and say, I did not like what you did to me. I would rather keep my peace inside than walk with definitely a heavy load.
And be sure that this person is, like, aligned with you and actually knows that you have good intentions, right? Because it's very important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's also how you approach the person. You're not just going to be like, hey, I don't like what you said. Like, no, like, I'll just pull you to the side and be like, you know, what you said wasn't nice, and I wish you could have delivered the message properly, because sometimes it's not what you say, but how you say it.
Exactly.
You know? So
definitely. The constructive feedback.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's also about the delivery of the message, to be honest.
Thank you so much for the talk, and
have a nice day, guys.